Pastor Mike McCoy, welcoming you to the time of truth. So I'm in Colossians tonight, chapter number 3. We practiced a song last night. Mark's been sick all day, so Gordon, I hope he didn't share the love with us. But Michael stood right beside him singing, and he's not here tonight. He might have shared the love with him. So, vertigo. Oh, well, he can't share that. Praise the Lord. He'll just have to keep that himself. Sorry, Mark. But anyway, verse number 5. Let me give you just a quick rundown of this. So Colossians, the church at Colossians had it going on pretty good. All the fundamentals is right in this place. They're doing what they ought to do. But it had a couple of things that's trying to ease in on them. Legalism and philosophy sounds like today. So one writer said, well, he said, though Paul wrote it for that day and for that particular group, said, you know, that's applicable to us right on down the line. We see that. Seems like people swing one way or another on that. Verse number 5 said, mortify, that means kill. Therefore, your members which are upon the earth, for earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection. Do I need to explain that? I don't think so. Evil concupiscence and covetousness, which is idolatry. Them right there will preach every Sunday. America is overwhelmed with that list of things that I just read off the page of the Bible. Somebody's going to hit the billion dollar, trillion, gazillion dollar lottery. I mean, they're just counting on it. Idolatry is what the Lord said that was. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. It's not a suggestion. It's a command. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. All souls are mine, Ezekiel 18, he says that, all souls are mine. All things were made by him, without him was not anything made that was made. So it all belongs to him. All the earth is mine and the fullness thereof. And the wrath of God comes up on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walk sometime when you lived in them. Sounds to me like he's saying not to live there. But now ye also put off all these: anger, who's he talking to right there? Amen. Wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Put off these. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. I'd say everybody in this room, if I said, you ever get mad, we'd have to hold her hand up. Lie not one to another. The old man tries to resurrect. And have put on the new man, that's what we've done, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. I don't have any problem with that. I'm glad I know in whom I have believed. I believe, praise God. We're training these young ones that's here tonight. You know what they're going to do? You're not going to be able to talk them out of that God's God. They're going to believe that. Like that guy that Tony was talking to, made him mad, and he just told him the truth, made the guy mad. He thought there's a middle place. No, he hopes there's a middle place, because he don't want nothing to do with God. He's hoping there's a middle place that's not too bad. There's only two places, two. One's in heaven, one's in hell, and when you leave here, you're headed to one or the other. According to this scripture, I'll trust the man who got out of the grave. I'll take his word for it. Where there's neither, and I like this, this is strong right here. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, I think that's where they'd put us Irish guys. We'd have fallen into that category. Scythian, bond nor free, slave or a free man, but Christ is all and in all. What does that mean? That means that he's no respecter of person. It don't matter how much money you make or where you stand in society. Doesn't matter if you're born a Jew or born a Gentile. These things matter not. What matters is that you're in Christ and he's in you. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God. This is what the elect should be. Don't let that word scare you. I've been listening to some of my Calvinist friends preach. And they're preaching on the five, on Tulip, on the 5 points. And they said, if you disagree with one of these, we call you an Armenian. I said, well, that's what he called me. That's where I'm at. And you may go with the Tulip crowd. I think I'm in the roses and the thorns. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long suffering. That means it takes a lot for somebody to make you mad. You heard the saying, proverbial water off a duck's back. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. I'm about to eat this piece of scripture right here, because there's somebody that's got great ought against me, and we're about to have a conversation. And I couldn't go at one time, but I can go now. Because God has to prepare you. He has to humble you. And he has a way of doing that. Don't think he can't humble you. Oh yeah, he can. And you know why he does that? He chastens those he loves. So you forgive because Christ forgave you. And above all these things, put on charity. Now we know that to be love, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Sometimes I take his stuff for granted. I'm praying and thanking him. Sometimes I forget to thank him for the bed I slept in last night. You watch the people in Taiwan, they're digging them out from under the earthquake over there. Sometimes if it's just not going our way, we think, my word, the whole world's come to an end. No, God's trying to get our attention. The worst thing he can do for us is let it always go our way. Let the word of Christ, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Praise God. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. That's not talking about having someone that lords over you. Because here it goes. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. If they burn the biscuits, smile and eat them. What am I saying? Nobody cooks anymore. I'll tell you this. If we catch up with California and Big Macs are $13.50, I've eaten my last one. I don't eat much anyway, but I'm just saying. Children, obey your parents in all things. Now, this isn't talking about if your parents is leading you out into sin and things that's contrary to the Word of God. For this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. A sad state when a father, mother, a parent, or even if it's such common today, grandparents raising children and all they can do is criticize them. Sad. There's no place for that. You're going to raise a child that's a derelict. It's going to be discouraged and not think they can do anything right and mad at everybody else about it. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh. Not with eye service. It's talking about who you work for. As men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. Why is that? Because God's watching you. And I've read all that to get to this one verse. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto the men. Whatever you do. So whatever occupation you have, or and whatever way you serve the Lord, whatever way you parent, whatever you do, do it heartily. I mean, if you're cutting grass, some love it, some to hate it. Do it for the glory of God. You come into church, do it heartily. As in the Lord, not out of obligation, not because they'll think I'm awful if I don't go, but do it heartily. Whatsoever you do, everything you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord. With this in mind, everything, I'm driving down the road, I'm doing this for the Lord. I'm at the grocery store, God help me, I don't do that very much. She does that, she's done it 45 years. Praise the Lord. He knows my limitations. But if I do go, which is rare, I just push the buggy and smile and say, praise the Lord. I'm going to let you in on something, boys. If you'll go and she spends $50 or $100 more dollars when you're with her than when you're not, you won't have to go near as often. Just saying. Whatsoever you do, that got on me, Randy. I'm thinking about that all day. Whatsoever I do, that just pretty much, Richard, that covers it all. Whatever we do. Why is that? Acts 17:28. That's why. Because he got us up. We could do our job. We went to the place. Listen, everybody at work's mad but you. I tell you, you want to get their goat? Be happy when they're mad. Ah, that just kills them. Whatsoever you do. I wondered if that applied. Dusty had to get off the phone early last night to go straighten that boy out. I said, you go beat the boy, I'll talk to you tomorrow. I wondered when he was thrashing him if he thought, this is unto the Lord. Whatsoever you do. It changed the way we do a lot of things. If we kept that in our mind, we're doing it as unto the Lord. So that's what we're doing here tonight. We're going to do business. We're going to do it as unto the Lord. It's for the benefit of the kingdom. It's for the cause of Christ. No big eyes, little U's. No one that's more important than anyone else. Loving, forgiving, going, working, whatsoever we do, we're doing it for him and him alone. And you know what he does then? He benefits us when we do it for him. My former employee told me when I told him I was going to throw my day job up and take the church full time. He said, "Would you make enough for the eat? Can you pay your bills? Can you do?" I said, "You know what? I just believe it's going to be all right. If I don't quit eating, Donnie, I'm going to have to buy bigger suits. It's all right. Father, I love you. I thank you for every good thing, Lord, praise God. I thank you for every good gift, every perfect gift comes from above. Come down from the Father of lights. We praise you for everything. God, we praise you for the bumps in the road. We praise you, God, for the times that we didn't know what to do and then you showed us what to do. God, we thank you for your faithfulness. I thank you for our church, our people. God, those that have been so faithful to come and worship and work for the cause of Christ. We thank you for the new things we see on the horizon. We thank you for what you put in our heart. We thank you that you help our friends, Billy and Jimmy, all those suffering, David in the hospital. God, thought he's coming home, Becky's mama. God, just so many things today, just today, Lord. How many prayers you've answered. I praise you for who you are, what you do, what you're going to do. Help us now tonight, Lord. Bless what we do for your glory, heartily as unto the Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Pastor Mike McCoy, thanking you for joining us at the Time of Truth.